There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 20th edition. We got a 10-game slate on tap for you today. Should be a fun one. Pitching maybe a little better than last night, but pretty bad overall. It's been a rough couple days. Finding those arms to target. If you have any questions about things, you can look me up on Twitter at BDintric or find me at the Fantasy Sports Degens Slack chat, talking over all the sports, going over the sheet, and much, much more. And if I'm not around, there's tons of guys talking there. Or join us at thequantedge.com. All the great tools they have there, the lineup optimizer, the weather tool, the Vegas tool, so much more. Plus the great content on the daily and a member Discord chat, which is great. So come check it all out. If you want to go to thequantedge.com, use promo code Bubba to get $10 off the rest of the MLB season package. Get it for $74.99 or a 5-day all-sport trial for $5 or even a first month of all sports. You can get your NFL best bets going there, or best balls and all that good stuff for $19.99. So come check it out over at thequantedge.com. Lastly, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. It would really help the podcast out quite a bit. All right, totals on this 10-gamer. Astros at Yankees. Waiting on the total there as the Yankees look to do the opener tonight. Phillies, Nationals, 10.5. Angels, Blue Jays, 10. Wow. Marlins, Cardinals, 8. Mets, Cubs, 10.5. Reds, Brewers, 9.5. Twins, Royals, 9.5. Rays, A's, 8. Orioles, Mariners, 9. Giants, Dodgers, 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 9 totals available at this point in time are 9 or higher. That is fun stuff, folks. This is the world of baseball we live in. If you're looking at weather on this slate, Philadelphia, Washington, wind blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour. About 25% chances of rain. Houston at the Yankees, about 25% chances of rain. Mets and the Cubs blowing in from left field about 8 miles an hour. Nothing too crazy. And some gas cans on the mound there. And then Mets at the Royals blowing out to right field about 9 miles. Minnesota and the Royals blowing out about 9 miles an hour. All right, the pitching on this slate. Charlie Morton, 11-3 at the Oakland Athletics. Steep, steep price tag. Morton's been great on the road at 1.59. Road ERAs faced the A's once this year. 7 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 7 Ks for 31 DraftKings points. That was 2 starts ago. He had 19 against the Angels, 31 against the A's, 33 against Detroit, 25 Minnesota, 32, a 10, a 25. The stuff is electric from Chucky Boy. And he gets an A's team that isn't bad, but it's Oco Coliseum, which helps quite a bit with things. They strike out about 21.5% of the time. Against right-handed pitching, Morton's got a 30.6% K rate, 51.5% ground ball rate in that spacious ballpark. That's pretty nice to see. The A's have a team total of 4. It's 4th lowest on the slate. Lefties 292, righties 253. It's a very, very steep price tag. He's a very good option tonight. I just don't see myself going there to pay the price for Charlie Morton against an A's team that, yes, has struggled quite a bit, but can wake up from time to time. If I'm paying up, I'm paying up for Jake Odorizzi at $10,800. He's at the Kansas City Royals on the season. 2.65 road ERA, 1.91 at home. He's faced Kansas City once this year. 6 innings, 4 hits, or 4 earned, 7 Ks for 18.1 DraftKings points. That was his last time out. Prior to that, 27-3, 33-1, 32-8, 20.3, a hiccup, then a 29-31. Odorizzi has been outstanding this season. And to get that 10-8 price tag at Kansas City, a team that strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching, Odorizzi is a minus 175 road favorite, striking out over 28% of the batters he faces. Really good stuff in that matchup. Kansas City at 4.15 team total. Lefties 249. Righties 319 versus Odorizzi. And when you look at the Royals, a 308 wOBA and a 161 ISO is not very good at all. So lots to like there with Odorizzi if you're paying up. I got Odorizzi 1 and Morton 2 at the 10K and above. But if you want to save some cash, you can drop down to the 8K range. Nick Pivetta, $8,200 at the Washington Nationals. Yeah, it's a little dicey. Zach Eflin pitched really well last time out. Pivetta struggled the first time he faced the Nats, but this is a different Nick Pivetta. He's been much better on the road this season in his two road starts, 2.84 ERA, averaging over 21 DraftKings points per start. His last few starts since coming back to the rotation, 13, 33, 29, 18. Those are four pretty good starts, a much different pitcher than we've seen of late with Nick Pivetta. When it comes to Pivetta facing the Nats, Nats have a 23.5% strikeout rate versus right-handed pitchers to go with Pivetta's 22% K rate and 44% ground ball rate. Yes, it's risky because Washington can't hit at a given moment. They have a 5.3 team total tonight. Lefties hitting 346, righties 379, but that's kind of skewed because it's been two different seasons for Nick Pivetta. They have a 314 wOBA, not great, and a 177 ISO, which is not bad. So it's kind of a pick your poison. It's a GPP play only, but the upside is there for Nick Pivetta to put one together against a Nationals team that's been very inconsistent and very disappointing of late. If you want to go a little cheaper, Dylan Bundy at 76, I like quite a bit. I tweeted out something before we started recording. Since May 4th, when Dylan Bundy, he's been pretty consistent actually all year, but since he's really gotten it going, he hasn't given up more than three earned in any start. He's got at least five innings pitched in every one of those starts. It's eight total starts. Almost a K per inning, 44 strikeouts and 46 and two-thirds. He's given up six home runs over those eight starts, which Dylan Bundy standards, very, very good. 309 ERA, 4.36 xFIP, 40% ground ball rate, which is outstanding for Bundy over that time period. When you break it down even harder, only a 27% hard contact rate. These are things that Dylan Bundy has not done in the past. This is really, really good stuff to look at. He's facing a Seattle Mariners team that strikes out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So lots to like with Bundy. Still overall on the season, giving up too much fly balls, but even on the season, a 28% hard contact rate. So lots to like there with Dylan Bundy. You know, he could blow up at any given moment. That's what Bundy does. But Seattle, a 4.75 team total. Lefty's only hitting 309. Righty's only 308 versus Bundy. Even if Bundy gives up runs, like I said, he's given up three earned or less in every of his last eight starts. He still pitches well. He's still getting you a boatload of DraftKings points, like 15-plus. Good floor with upside. It's a Mariners team. It's not that good. I think Bundy's a very, very solid play tonight, $7,600, which is crazy to say. You got Adam Wainwright coming off the IL versus the Marlins. He's in play at 75. And the other guy I'll mention, though, is Zach Gallen. You're going to hear his name everywhere. This kid is amazing. When I pull up his baseball reference page, because it gives better overall minor league numbers on the season, he's been great. At 1.77 ERA and 14 starts, he's pitched 91 in the third innings, 112 strikeouts. He's averaging 11 Ks per nine. He's been great there. When you look at the splits, first right-handed hitters, righties are hitting .174 with seven home runs on the season, strikeout rate of almost 32%. And when you look at lefties, lefties only hitting .121 with three home runs. They're striking out over 41% of the time versus Zach Gallen. This is AAA, obviously, but at the same time, it's the PCL with the juice ball. This is crazy what he's doing down there right now. Yeah, things can change in the bigs. There's no doubt about it. But this Cardinals team's been dreadful. Yamamoto, Eliezer Hernandez, Trevor Richards are shutting them down right now. Zach Gallen might have better stuff than those guys. We'll see. We'll see. Minor leagues, pros, it is a difference. But what he's doing is electric. The Cardinals strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And St. Louis has a 4.5 team total with a 316 wOBA and a 158 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Gallen's a really good play. I can't wait to see how chalky he is at $7,300, but he's a great play in this price point. So in this 7 and 8K range, you got Bundy 1, Gallen 2, Waino 3, and Nick Pivetta is 4. We have one punt on the board, and I don't mind it. I really don't, because it's the Baltimore Orioles, and the Baltimore Orioles are bad at baseball, especially if Trey Mancini misses as he left the game as he got hit in the elbow yesterday in like the first inning he left. It's Wade LeBlanc, and LeBlanc's very, very sketchy. They open for him. He comes in like his last time at Oakland. He threw 2 2/3, gave up 6 earned. But prior to that, 25.3 at the Angels, 17 at Houston, 12 at Texas. Oakland got him again. Minnesota got him. Shocker. 11 at Houston, 21 at Chicago. So the not-so-good teams, he's done really, really well. The good teams, not so much. You know what he's facing tonight? A not-so-good team called the Baltimore Orioles. They do hit lefties okay, but it's not great. They strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That's a big plus for Wade LeBlanc, who has a 17% K rate. He gives up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. But even with all this being said, the Orioles only have a 4.25 team total. That's just very low on a slate like this. Lefties are hitting 334, righties 398. But you look at Baltimore, a 310 wOBA and a 158 ISO versus left-handed pitching is not great. And you're getting LeBlanc at $5,800. So it's definitely something you can look at there if you need to go super cheap. And the other guy I'll mention, and it's riskier than LeBlanc to me, but he's $4,700. It's Caleb Ferguson. We've used him before in this situation. They're going to have Luis Urias open for him. So be careful with that. I was surprised Urias was 8K. If Urias was the full-time starter, I would have played him in a heartbeat. But Caleb Ferguson's been one of those guys we've used before because he's basically the price of a mid-tier outfielder. Doesn't go deep in games. He goes two innings, inning, two-thirds, inning, inning. Not a ton. But, you know, his last time out was two innings against the Giants. Two innings, no hits, no earned, one walk, three Ks for 10 DraftKings points. The upside isn't huge, but for $4,700, you never know against a bad, bad Giants team. So recapping your pitching, up top, Odorizzi, Charlie Morton. In the middle, Bundy, Gallen, Waino, Pivetta. Down below, LeBlanc and Ferguson. I think the combos are like Bundy, Gallen, LeBlanc, and maybe even Waino. You can do a lot with the bats on this slate. You really, really could, and you can make some magic happen. Speaking of the bats, let's get at them. Catcher's position. Yeah, Mitch Garver versus Sparkman. That's, if you're paying up for catching, that's a really, really fun spot there. When you look at Minnesota, 5.36 team total. Lefties, 413. Righties, 348 versus Sparkman. Sparkman's not very good. Nicest way I can put it, not very good. But if you want to save some cash, like his Monty Grandal at home versus Tanner Rourke, really good look there. Wilson Contreras went deep twice yesterday. Lockett's getting the start for the Mets. Something to keep an eye on there. So there's some high-priced options in play. Wilson Ramos versus Tyler Chatwood at 42 in a GPP. I could dig that one. If you are fading Bundy, and Omar Narvaez at 41 is worth a look. But otherwise, you can go below 4K. Like Pedro Severino should get the start because Wade LeBlanc will be coming in. Severino smokes lefties. We talked about that quite a bit. Sorry, I got the hiccups. $3,800 for Severino. Kevin Smith or Jonathan Lucroy versus Clayton Richard starting for the Toronto Blue Jays is in play. The Angels, a 5.34 team total, third highest on the slate. Lefties, 320. Righties, 383 versus Clayton Richards. The Angels should be a very good play yet again tonight. So Smith or Lucroy could be a cheaper catching option in a really good spot for you. Other than that, it's one of those, like, Williams Astudillo's back. He went deep last night. He's 3,400. Really good spot with Sparkman. I don't mind that as a cheaper play. Jorge Alfaro at 33, I'd probably go to Astudillo, but he's in play if you need to punt and get some cheaper options. There are some down here. Heading over to first base, you got Big Pete Alonso at 53, not bad at all. Anthony Rizzo versus Lockett I like quite a bit at $5,100. That's a good value play. Well, not value, but a good cash game type play for you there. If you want to go down, Jay Bruce has been quiet of late, but he's getting Eric Fede. Philadelphia, 5.2 team total. Lefties, 329. Righties, 340 off Fede. Fede hasn't shown big strikeout stuff so far this season. So lots of contact, lots of balls in play could help Bruce run into one. Going down farther, like CJ Cron at 47. We prefer him versus lefties, but Sparkman's that bad. So you definitely take a look on that one. Matt Adams versus Nick Pivetta at 46 is worth a look. Dan Vogelbach, if you are fading Bundy yet again. Vogelbach averaging 10.3 over his last 10, went deep yesterday for 18. The upside's there in a GPP with Vogelbach against Dylan Bundy. David Freese versus Bumgarner at 44, GPP upside if you want to go there. But like Paul Goldschmidt, if you are fading Gallen, the Cardinals will be a great stack if you want to fade Gallen because Gallen's going to be very popular, and I think rightfully so. But if he struggles, you got a Cardinals offense which is dreadful but cheap. So something to think about. Joey Votto at 4K versus Nelson. Votto's quietly putting a little streak together. Not a great one, averaging 7 points over his last 10. But in his last few starts, 12, 4, and 13 in his last three starts. Something to maybe consider versus Nelson for 4K if you need some value. Below the 4K range, though, it's like, do you go Yuli Gurriel in an opener situation against the Yanks? Probably not. You might just be trying to pay up at the position. Oh, Rowdy Tellez versus Suarez of Anaheim at 33. Some value. Tellez went double dong yesterday and hit one off a lefty. So don't sleep on that at all. But definitely some upside there at 3,300 for the Rowdy one, Rowdy Tellez. Second base position, Mike Moustakas is day-to-day. But if he cracks the lineup at $5,200, really good look there versus Tanner Roark. You got Whit Merrifield is an okay play, but like DJ LeMahieu continues to rake at 46, like that quite a bit. But if you just want to start at 45, you want to save some cash, Jeff McNeil, 17 more points yesterday, averaging 10.4 over his last 10, 17 and 33 in his last two. The boy can rake, and he's getting Tyler Chatwood, who's just not very good. Mets have a team total of 5. Lefty's hitting 340. Righty's only 313 versus Chatwood. Something to definitely consider there with McNeil and company. Going down a little farther, you got like Lurie Gurriel versus the lefty Suarez. We like that quite a bit in that matchup. You can definitely target that. David Boat's been swinging a good stick at 42 if you want some savings there. Don't hate that at all. Jonathan Scope in a GPP at 4,100. Could look at that. Jose Altuve is back, folks, and he's $3,800. Just keep that in mind. That is ridiculous. His first game back, he went 0 for 4 in Cincinnati yesterday. He gets Chad Green and the rest of that Yankees bullpen, which is tough. Yankees bullpen's very good. But $3,800 for Jose Altuve, I think he deserves a little more respect than that. Not a must play, but I think it's better than that. Luis Arraez is $3,700 for the Twins. He got 9 points for you last night, 9, 5, 7, and 14. Maybe more cash game viable, but $3,700 for a punt on a Twins team with a team total of 4.36 gives you some serious upside at that price point. He's second base, third base eligible. Cesar Hernandez at 36 is in play for you. Robbie Cano at only 34 is a very, very good value play. Very good value play against Chatwood, who lefties just take to pound town. So you can look at Robbie Cano there. Kiki Hernandez, been very quiet of late. He's 3,400 against Bumgarner tonight. You'll hear it all the time. He owns Madison Bumgarner. Very good BVP versus Mad Bum. We'll get to that in a bit. Hanser Alberto of Baltimore, 3,400, second base, third base eligible. When he hits lefties better than almost anybody in baseball this season. When you look at batting average and whatnot, he's 3,400 in that matchup. There's a lot of value, which is surprising because the pitching sucks. So that's a bummer. Third base, you got Anthony Rendon versus Pivetta. Very good look there. Moustakas in play at 52. But sliding on down like a Scott Kingery, went deep again yesterday at $4,800. He's not a bad option if you want to start down there. You can go to guys like J.D. Davis if you want to keep riding that streak because he's getting it going. He's 4,300. David Boat, mentioned him. Eugenio Suarez, Matt Carpenter, a couple of $4,100 guys. Not in the matchups we love them in, but very good value to say the least. David Fletcher does hit lefties really, really well. He's $3,900 for the Halos. Third base outfield eligible, so keep that in mind if you're going cheap. Kyle Seager, another cheapie at 38. Mentioned Luis Arraez at 37. Brian Anderson's only $3,600. I know it's never flashy with Anderson, but he's third base outfield eligible if you're looking for a punt at 36 against Waino. But I'd almost save $100 and go to Vladito at 35 or Suarez. Vladito doubled yesterday, got you 9 points. He's struggling, 9-0-0-5-2, but then 15-17. We know the upside's there with Vlad. He's 3,500 in a pretty good matchup tonight. Nothing to sleep on. Astudillo, Alberto, mentioned them already. And then Travis Shaw is down here versus Tanner Roark at 3,200. If you want to get really weird with a very, very bad hitter that might run into one. Shortstop, you got Trey Turner, always in play because of his stolen base upside. But you got like Jorge Polanco's only 4,900 versus Sparkman. That's a very, very good play there. Paul DeJong in your GPPs, but I like that Polanco at 49 quite a bit. But if you slide on down, like Javi Baez, only 45, has got some appeal to it. In his matchup, Didi Gregorius hits lefties really, really well. He's 4,100 tonight versus Framber Valdez. I like Valdez a lot, but when you're just like a two-pitch pitcher, if you're not on, a team like the Yankees could really hurt a guy like Framber Valdez. few other ones down here. Shortstop's not quite what the other positions are, but you got like J.P. Crawford at 34 versus Bundy. You got Willie Adames down here. There's not a ton at this point in time. Outfield, you got Christian Yelich in a great spot at 5,900. Trout just continues to crush at 58. He's pretty much a must play these days. He's great. Max Kepler went deep again yesterday. He's $5,300 in a great spot for Sparkman. Cruz is in a good spot as well, but Max Kepler, really, really good play at 53. Don't sleep on Shohei Ohtani versus lefty at 51. Not a must play, but not don't sleep on him. I still like that Kepler play at 53. That's crazy. Love it. Yeah, Jay Bruce at 49 in play for you. Michael Conforto at 48. Another lefty versus Chatwood I like quite a bit. So the Mets might take my money a little bit tonight because they're always low-owned and they're in a great spot versus Chatwood. Chatwood got better in the bullpen this year. I don't trust Chatwood at all. That's a great spot. Eddie Rosario at 48 is really good. So has Scott Kingery. Mentioned him already. Both good looks there. When you go on down, Giancarlo Stanton's back at 46. Aaron Judge should be back tonight as well. So a couple more power bats to face for Framber Valdez. So keep that in mind for Framber. Pray for Framber, who's been putting it together, but hasn't had a matchup like this. You got Kyle Schwarber at 45 versus Lockett. Very good play there leading off. Mentioned Jeff McNeil already. Mentioned Lurie Gurriel. All really good looks there. Juan Soto at only 45. Bryce Harper at 44. I prefer Soto over Harper. But both very good values if you're not paying up at the top in these matchups. Malik Smith, $4,300. Not a bad value versus Dylan Bundy. Could get on and run a bit. Yordan Alvarez at 42, not too shabby himself. Derek Fisher, okay. But Justin Upton, only 42 versus Clayton Richards, got some appeal to it. Don't hate that at all. Adam Eaton at 42 has got some value versus Nick Pivetta. Michael Brantley went deep yesterday. Maybe he's waking up at 41. That'd be very, very nice to see. Getting down to the 4K range and dropping down a little farther. Maybe a Jason Hayward at 39 has got some upside with the Cubs, hitting fifth or sixth in that Cubs lineup. Mentioned Fletcher already at 39 for the Halos. I like that as some value. Alex Gordon, only 38, how he has slowly diminished. That has been impressive. Victor Robles went deep yesterday. He's struggling a ton, but 38's got a little bit of appeal to it. Other than that, you know, not a ton until we see lineups. Maybe Brian Anderson again, mentioned him at 36. Not a ton down here, though. So keep that in mind when you're looking at value in the outfield. Not a ton. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Odorizzi, Morton. In the middle, Bundy, Gallen, Waino, Pivetta. Down below, LeBlanc. And if you really want to get weird, Caleb Ferguson. Your stacks. You got the Yankees versus Framber Valdez. Very, very in play. So is Houston. Both interesting plays. Houston just been ice cold. But the Cubs versus Walker Lockett and the Mets bullpen is outstanding. I love the Twins versus Clint Sparkman. That is one of my favorite ones, the Twins. The Angels are in a great spot. Lefties 320, righties 383 versus Clayton Richards. Really good looks there. You can flock to Washington, Philadelphia. Milwaukee's a sneaky spot versus Tanner Roark. The Mets versus Chatwood, lefties hitting 340. Like that quite a bit as well. And then Toronto versus Jose Suarez could be a sneaky one also. So where I'm kind of focusing at for now would be Minnesota, the Angels, the Mets, and the Cubs would be my top four. You could sneak in some Toronto and some Milwaukee, and then Philly and Washington if you want to get different. But sticking with those big guns up top for now. We'll do some BVP, then we'll get to the sheets as it's been updated for the morning. So I'll let you know what we got there. Bryce Harper has taken our boy deep, so keep that in mind. Justin Upton, 12 for 27, hitting 444 with three doubles, a triple, and a homer off of Clayton Richards. Lucroy and Pujols have taken Richards deep as well. Starting Castro, 12 for 43 with a double and a triple, hitting 279 off Waino. Grandal, Shaw, Aguilar have all taken Tanner Roark deep. Joey Votto, 9 for 26, two homers off Jimmy Nelson. Eugenio Suarez hitting 286, 6 for 21. Whit Merrifield, 7 for 13 with three homers off Jake Odorizzi. Jorge Soler's homered off of him. So has Alex Gordon. Marcus Semien, 5 for 11, two doubles off Charlie Morton. Olsen's taking him deep. And Kiki Hernandez, 24 for 48, six doubles, four homers, hitting 500 off of Mad Bum. David Freese, 7 for 15, two doubles and a homer. Justin Turner's hitting 250, 17 for 68, three doubles, four homers. Jock Jam, Belly, Muncy, Barnes have all taken him deep as a team, hitting 286 off of Mad Bum. That's pretty good stuff. Brandon Belt has taken Urias deep. Panic's 4-for-9, but you're going to get the bullpen there, so be careful. That does it for your BVP. When we go to the sheets real quick, updated by Dirework and Mike Tuck. Thanks for the work there, boys. Your top value, projected value pitchers, Morton, Waino, Rourke, Pivetta, Odorizzi. Your top projected points for pitchers, Morton, Odorizzi, Montas, Pivetta, Waino. Gallen doesn't make those lists because Gallen doesn't have any numbers to pull from Fangraphs because Gallen hasn't been in the bigs, so keep that in mind. Your top projected points, hitting-wise, this has early and late game. I'll try to do late game only. I got Wilson Contreras, Mike Trout, Cody Bellinger, Chris Bryant, Paul DeJong, your top points projected guys on the main slate. And we're looking at value on the main slate. If you're playing early, it's all about the Indians and the Rockies and D-backs right now. But on the late slate, Contreras, Martin Maldonado's got some nice value. Teoscar Hernandez, Roberto Perez, or Gavin Biggio, Chris Taylor. Taylor will be very, very cheap as well. So that'll do it, folks. MLB DFS Quick Hits in the books, your Thursday edition. Hope everybody has a great day. Fun 10-gamer on tap. Check me out on Twitter at BDintric. Again, join the quantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Big news over there in the football world, teaming up with Power Hour DFS. Lots of good stuff coming up there. And much, much more to come in there as we also continue to improve the baseball product. So come join us over there. If you have any questions, let me know. Give me a rating and review on iTunes. I'd much appreciate it. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.